Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, you know, a lot of people talk about encouragement, and it's not taking a very humanistic type of meaning in that we feel compelled to tell people things to lift them up and give them no negatives. And somehow or another, the word of God has come to mean a negative, that you're bringing people down. I just want to tell you this. The only encouragement there is in the word of God. I want to give you some scriptures about that today. Let's look first of all in 1 Kings 22:6. Now, this is a story about Ahab and Jehoshaphat trying to decide whether or not they're going to go up into battle. Then the king of Israel, and this was Ahab, gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain?" So they said, "Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king." Now these are the prophets that he's called upon to speak to him. And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?" Now listen to what Ahab says. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly." Now, I want to skip down to verse 13. This is the messenger that's going to get Micaiah. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord agree," or with one accord encourage the king. See, we want encouragement to be what agrees with us. Encouragement should be something that produces power in us, not based on some false flattery. Oh, let's read this. "Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement." And Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak." Then he came to the king, and the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall we refrain?" And he answered him, "Go and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king." So the king said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Now, he already has said that he doesn't like what Micaiah says because he always tells the truth. So Micaiah tells him this, everything's going to be fine, knowing that Ahab knew the difference. And Ahab says, "Why don't you tell me the truth?" Now, listen what he said. Verse 17, then he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each return to his house in peace." And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?" The interpretation there of encouragement was, tell the king what he wants to hear. But encouragement always comes by way of the word of God, that prophetic word that speaks into a circumstance. No matter what you want to hear, you hear what God wants to say, and that truth brings you encouragement because it sets you on the right path. Let's look in 2 Chronicles 32, and this is a time where Sennacherib had sent the Rabshakeh to threaten the people of Israel, and Hezekiah was the king. And let me begin reading verse 2. "And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that his purpose was to make war against Jerusalem, he consulted with his leaders and commanders to stop the water from the springs which are outside the city, and they helped him. Thus many people gathered together who stopped all the springs and the brook that ran through the land, saying, 'Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?' And he strengthened himself, built up all the wall that was broken, raised it up to the towers, and built another wall outside. Also he repaired the Milo in the city of David and made weapons and shields in abundance. Then he set military captains over the people, gathered them together to him in the open square of the city gate, and gave them encouragement, saying..." Now here he's going to speak a word of the Lord that is true encouragement. He's done what he needed to do. He recognizes the fact that there is an enemy. He doesn't go to the people and say, "Oh, there's no enemy out there. You know, you've been mistaken. There's no enemy." He's told them the truth. He's made the preparation, but then look what he says. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Isn't that wonderful? He told them the truth. But then he also told them, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. We can be strong, we can be courageous and not be dismayed because God is with us. Now there's encouragement. God is with us. What does God have to say? That's encouragement. Romans 15, let's begin with verse 3. This is the Amplified. For Christ did not please himself, gave no thought to his own interest. But as it is written, the reproaches and abuses of those who reproached and abused you fell on me. And now he says this concerning what he's just said. For whatever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from the scriptures, we might hold fast to and cherish hope. There is no encouragement outside of the word of God. With that prophetic word that says what God has said, the promises, along with his commands, bring encouragement because, as I said, they set you on the right path, the path to spiritual success in God through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Now, this is talking about the difference between the speaking of tongues in church and speaking prophetically in the language that can be understood. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. Which, by the way, if nothing else proved it to you, this scripture should tell you that speaking in tongues is a wonderful thing, and it's speaking to God in a language that even the devil himself can't understand. But now going to verse 3, it says, but on the other hand, the one who prophesies, who interprets the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching, speaks to men for their upbuilding and constructive spiritual progress and encouragement and consolation. The word of God brings encouragement and consolation, nothing else. Not our idea of what will be edifying or motivational speakers. It's not being a motivational speaker. It's speaking prophetically. That's what brings encouragement. 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of sympathy, pity, and mercy, and the God who is the source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement. Oh, God is the spirit of encouragement and power and might. There's nothing that takes the place of that. Our humanistic philosophies, our way of trying to tell people they're all right. I'll tell you the truth. If you're not saved, you're lost in sin. The good news is you need a Savior and you have one, Jesus Christ. And if you accept Him, your sins are put behind you. All things are made new. But you can't remain in that. That's the truth. The source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement. It doesn't get better than that. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement and well-founded hope through his grace, unmerited favor, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them. Make them steadfast and keep them unswerving in every good work and word. Do you want true encouragement? Let it come from the word of God. Do you want to give others true encouragement? Let it come from the word of God, not our humanistic idea of what a motivational saying may be. But what does God say? Because there's power in it. Do you need to be encouraged today by the word of God? Well, you can have it. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that you have given us your word. Lord, you've given us the word made flesh in Jesus Christ. And you've given us the word of prophecy. You've given us, Lord, the written word that you've preserved miraculously throughout all these ages. Lord, let us receive the encouragement that comes by way of your word. Let us not seek this false humanistic idea of encouragement where we only want to hear what we want to hear and flattery, which doesn't empower us, but enslaves us. Thank you that you've set us free by your word. Help us, Lord, to walk into it and have an understanding of it, and let us use that word to encourage others. I thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and his authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, there's true encouragement. The word of God. Take it today and be strong and be encouraged. I'm praying for you.